Okay, we have over here on Daf Kafav Amud Aleph. Yes, we're okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we have over here on Daf Kafav Amud Aleph this mini sugya of Chole and Mitztayer. Chole and Mishamshehem, Tana Rabbanan, Chole Shamru or Chole Sheish Bo Sakana El Afilu Chole Shein Bo Sakana Afilu Chash Beinav Afilu Chash Berosha. Amar Shimon Gambiel Pamachas Chashli Beinai BeKesari VeHiter Rav Yosi BeRibi Yishan Aniu Mishamshai Chutz LeSuka. Period. That's the sugya of Chola. That's everything that we have in the Gemara about Chola is found in these four lines. Then the Gemara moves over to the world of Mitztayer. Rav Sharal the Rav Acha Bardel Ola Migna BeChilsa BeSuka Mishum Buki. Rav Sharal the Rav Acha Barada Ola Migna Bar Mitalasa. To the outside of the sukkah, mishum sircha de gargishta, rava letame damar rava mistar patam en hasukkah. Then compares these two halachos: ho'anantan cholenu misham sheim peturim en hasukkah chole in mitztaer lo. Amrei chole hu misham shav peturim mitztaer hu patur misham shav lo. So we have the din of chole, the din of mitztaer, a point of comparison and a point of differentiation. Okay. Let's try and look at this somewhat objectively to try and remove all of our preconceptions. The din of chola, the makar is what? In other words, what shichva, what layer of Talmud literature is chola coming from? We have a Mishnah and the din over here of chola shemul chola sheyesh bo sakana v'chola. That's what? Point on the side of the Gemara. A Tosefta. We're dealing with a Mishnah and a Tosefta talking about Chola. What's the level of Talmud scholarship that deals with Mitztayer? We have a Marai. We have Rav, and we have Rava. Right? We don't have a Mishnah about Mitztayer. I have a Seder with Chesky Glatt in Yerushalmi. There's no din of Mitztayer in the Yerushalmi. Chola is a Mishnah. Mitztayer, there's no din of Mitztayer. Okay, we're dealing, one is a Mishnah, one is a Gemara. The Gemara distinguishes over here between the world of Mishamshim. Where do we have a Ptur Mishamshim? By Chola, not by Mitztayer. We had a sugya previously on Daf Kafei Amud Beis, in terms of Mitztayer, where we asked why an Ovel shouldn't come under the world of Mitztayer, right? We pointed out the Ovel is not Osig Mitzvah, but maybe should Mitztayer. What did the Gemara distinguish? What do you require for the Ptur of Mitztayer? What kind of Tzar? Tzara de Memela, Tzar that comes from the Sukkah as opposed to the Ovel. Tell me, the Chola is Tzara de Memela? There's something in the sukkah which is making him a chola. According to some, but it's not in the Gemara in any sense, not in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara, etc. We all know that mitztayer is a din of teishvu kein tadur. Correct? That's a given. That, you know, it's no, I'm not aware of anyone who disagrees with that, except. Maybe we also saw there's a din of Ha'ezrach, right? In other words, but that may be the same din as well. Is it mashma from the Gemara, from the order of the Gemara, that Chola is a din of Teshvu Kein Taduru? What comes in the Gemara first? The din of Chola or din of Mitztayer?
Within the Sugya or within the Gemara?
Within the Sugya. Chola. I mean, l'chora, it's a little hard to say that Chola is built on Mitztayer if we don't yet know the din of Mitztayer. In other words, Chola is a Mishnah. There is no indication in the Mishnah that we're talking over here about something being caused by the Sukkah. And that's pretty much why I sent you to the Rambam. The Rambam over here works in the order of the Sugya. Chola m'shem sheim p'tur min ha-Sukkah. He quotes the Mishnah, he quotes the Tosefta. Then he brings in the din of Rava, Mitztayer Patam and Asuka, Huvalo Mashamshav. with the distinction of the sugya. Beizoam mitzta'er. So he brings in the Gemara Kaf Hei Amud Beis. Zeh sheni yochol lishon besukim bnei haruach o azvuvim v'aparosh keyotzi bahen bnei hareach. Namely, as opposed to the Avil, as opposed to the Chasan, that he's going to bring in the next halacha. That, in other words, that we had dealing over here, something connected with the sukkah. Yes?
There are those that we've seen that have been reading other sukkahs till now as being mitzvah. You know, we talk about Shushmina and things like that. And Rava has come earlier. And other people could, I think, read through these two dafim and see that these are two dafim of mitzvah, and there's three lines of
right
in the middle.
100%. So, what is the phrase in terms of wisdom, you know, it's conventional wisdom or okay. So conventional wisdom or you know that which is mekubal is that we have over here one din of teshvu kein taduru. Look over here in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah points out that the reason for the distinction in the world of Meshamshin or Meshamshin, Shamavuar Shemitztayer Hu Davar Kal Kamosha Kasav Rabbeinu. That we have a din of teshuva kein taduru, and we have levels. The Mishnah deals with that, which is certainly teshuva kein taduru, that someone who is a chola would not be in a sukkah. Not only he, but also the Meshamshin. Then Rava expands it, even any mitztayer, not dafka a chola, with the limitation has to be mitztayer because of the sukkah, but it's only a ptur ishi, not a ptur from the Meshamshin, but it's all one halacha. Hu hadin Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, Mishum dechsiv teshvu darshinan teshvu ke'ein taduru, and then in order to create the equation as much as possible with mitzdayer im hayelo zeh hacholi kol hashana lo hayayoshev bebeso elo lamakom sheyirtze yochal v'yishan tachas ha'avir. Just like the mitzdayer teshvu ke'ein taduru was, I had this been my home full of flies, I would have left my home. So who I didn't, had I had this headache in my home, I would have gone to my porch. I would have left my home. Namely, to try and make as much as possible to have in common, and those things that are not in common, it's simply because mitzvah is more kal. And therefore, it's only the person, and not the mishamshin, and therefore, it's only... And therefore Rava brings it, it's not in the Mishnah, and the Yerushalmi doesn't have it, because it's more kal. Is there an alternative of trying to understand the Ptur of Chola without using Mitztayer, without bringing Mitztayer, saying that Chola is Pater, even if as a Chola he would have stayed in his house, but he's Pater from a Sukkah? Not because it's not totally in Teshvu Kein Taduru. Is there another, perhaps, makor for Cholga aside from Mitztayer? Yes?
I have another question.
For yes?
So I was wondering that what we saw by Mitztayer, right, that it couldn't be that the Sukkah was the cause of it. So what would be...
So according, that's what the Reino Noach says, that over here also the Mitztayer is the... Is aggravated by the sukkah, because had he been in his house, he would have gone from his bedroom to the porch, and so his sukkah is like his bedroom, so he can leave to go to another place. Namely, that's what exactly Rabbeinu Manoach wants to do. He wants to make that comparison, but that comparison isn't found in the Gemara. The Gemara, only by Mitztayer, speaks about Sa'ara d'Memela, not by Chola. Pashas of the Gemara is that a Chola is Pater, even if he feels the same headache in the house and in the Sukkah, he's Pater from the Sukkah because he's a Chola, not because he feels uncomfortable in the Sukkah. That's not found. We find that by Mitztayer, that which is Runef from Mitztayer, Chasan v'Shushbinov, all the name of Mitztayer, we have to link them with the Sukkah. We don't find that the Rambam links, you know, where it's the Chola. He says Mitztayer Mishum Ruach Zvuvim Paroshim. He doesn't say the Chola is because of the Sukkah. So again, the Magid Mishnah implies it, Rabbeinu Manoach says it, but the question is there another way of learning? So the only other Ptur we had up to now was Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Would that apply to Chola? I mean, there is a Din of Nishmartem Ma'od L'Nafsho Sechem, but that would only be in something that the Mishnah Brewer brings up, the later Rishonim bring up. I think Rabbeinu Manoach brings it up as well. If the sukkah is mazik, right? If the sukkah is mazik the individual, then pashtus there would be an osik b'mitzvah not to get involved in the sukkah. I'm involved in keeping myself healthy, and the sukkah is going to cause me, right? The sukkah is going to cause me. The heat in the sukkah will cause give me a migraine. So then, you know, then maybe that's, but that's not the classic That's not the classic situation of the chole. So if it's not mitzvah, if it's not a simon mitzvah, any other options?
It's on the options in the next sources, but so there's something like sanafa lekegecha or some form of people would be unhappy in a sukkah, would belong in a sukkah. It would be an interesting approach.
It would be an interesting approach as to whether there's a positive requirement of simcha. But I'm not aware of that as being a p'tur from sukkah.
Or I guess maybe changing from the way we spoke last week about the teshuk,
So I looked around. In other words, in the Shiurei Harav, there isn't anything. However, there's a sefer put out by Rav Michal Shurkin called Harei Kedem that currently has I think 3 volumes. So in the Harei Kedem on Moadim, there are ha'aros of the Rav. I think it's Siman Kuf Aleph. There are ha'aros of the Rav on the sugya of Mitzta'er, and there a shita that we saw was somewhat misquoted, but it's interesting to see how it was misquoted. Okay, in other words, it's in the Sefer Harei Kedem. He says that the Rav saw the Ritva on Teshuvah Kein Taduru and HaEzrach. That the Ritva says that the Ramban who brought in the Ezrach Ra'anan as a makor for Mitzta'er. That this is really the same as Teshuvah Kein Taduru, it's just a hemshech of one drasha. But the Rav said, no, maybe these are two drashas. Maybe we can say Teshuvah Kein Taduru is the source of Mitzta'er, and over here by the Chola, he's Mufka from Ha'ezrach. Ha'ezrach, we need someone, an Ezrach Ra'anan, we need a fresh citizen, someone who is healthy, a productive member of society, to exclude the Chola. The Rav found this, Rav Shurkin found this in the Netziv. So I quoted to you over here. The Netziv, aside from his perush on the Chumash, and aside from his perush on the Shiltas, also has a perush on Medrashei Halacha, on the Sifra, the Sifri, and he also has a perush on Gemara, which is in the Gemara in the Achronim section. We're called Maromi Sada. So there he says, Haritva Hevi B'Shem HaRamban. The hod the mitzdayer potter manasuka nafkalei midakasav haezrach shalom mitchaye besuke lamishu keezrach ra'anan prat mitzdayer. The hosif haritva me atzmozal the hod the darshinan teishvu kein taduru gam kemehod mitzdayer potter v'hai drasha the haezrach. That it's all one and the same. The Netziv says v'lo nira klal. He understood that the Ramban is it meant it as a totally independent Russia, that the Ritva misunderstood the Ramban. And then he continues, Umasha Kosav Harama, the Mitztair Eno Potter Ela Ba'ofen, the Bebesel Ohaya Mitztair. In other words, the fact that Mitztair is linked in with what we call the Tsara de Memela, the Tsara coming from the Sukkah, which would not have been in the house. Hainu Letaime, this really the Mitzayer Potter Miteshvu Kein Toduru. That's when we compare the house to the sukkah. The Kachosav Agra, Aval Haramban Potter Midrasha Doha Ezrach, Le'olam Potter, She'eno Ke'ezrach, Vaharehu Kamo Chole. That here the Netziv assumed that the Chole would be Potter from the sukkah, even if being in the house would not make him feel any better. The Mitztair is Potter from the sukkah, because being in the house makes him feel better. So Teshvu Kein Taduru, you should be like you're normally dar in a place that makes you feel better. But the Chola is Pater even if you wouldn't feel better in the house, because he learns it out from Ha'ezrach. So on the Netziv, I think one can say, look at the Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban and Chumash says black and white that Ha'ezrach is the Ptur of Holchei Drachim, which is the Ptur of Mitztair. In other words, you can't make the distinction that he makes. However, What Rav Shurkin said in the Rav was that maybe we have over here a separate p'tur for chole, that the in other words that ha'ezrach would pater the chole, and therefore the chole has different criteria. The chole is a mishnah, the chole is held by the Yerushalmi, the chole is pater even the mishamshin, the chole is pater even if he feels the same in the house as in the sukkah. The chole, in other words, there's no need for the tzara de memela, namely that it's a different world. It's a different world. And therefore the Rambam can bring the din of Chola and then bring the din of Mitztair, because these are two different worlds. It's a possibility Again, it's not the Ramban, it's not the Ritva. You would have to say, well, I'm coming up with, I'm being Doresh, Ha'ezrach Lema'it Esachola. Because even within the Merame Sada, he means it as Mitztayer and Chola. He wants to say that there are Tzvei Dinim and Mitztayer. There's a Din of Mitztayer, Teshu Kein Taduru, and a Din of Mitztayer, which is Ha'ezrach. And he wants to say, I put three dots over here, it's Machokas Abayi V'Rava, it's a Machokas Ramban and Ritva, etc. But the Rav wanted to take it, and one we could take it, is that maybe we have, no, not two Din of Mitztayer, we have a Din of Mitztayer, which is Teshu Kein Taduru, and Din of Chola, which is Ha'ezrach. Okay, but again, we don't find that anywhere. So I thought, where else would I look for another source, Chola? I thought, maybe let's look where else the Rambam patters a Chola. Generally, in the world of mitzvahs, as we pointed out, Cholim are chayav de mitzvahs. If you have fever on Rosh Hashanah, you should hear shofar. Okay, if you can't come to shul, so they'll bring the shofar to you. You're not patur from shofar because you have fever. You just have an issue of where you're going to be yotze. Okay? You have fever on Pesach, you're chayav in matzah. Why in the world, if you have fever on Sukkot, are you patur from Sukkah? So is there anywhere else where someone is patur because he has fever? So I found two Rambams, and maybe we can build a common denominator, but then I need your help, okay? And afterwards I'll tell you who disagreed with me. But look at over here, the source sheet I found you. There's this Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, that the Rambam quotes that there are 11 individuals, they're somewhere, I printed enough. Okay, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga that there are 11 individuals who are patur min ha-re'iya. Firstly, Nashim Avadim, so that's two. Then, Cheresh, Ilaim, someone who can't hear and can't speak because the mitzvah liya regel is a man yishmu, a man yiru, shote katan, we would understand, suma, lan, right, yiroya kol zuchurcha, chiger, someone who can't do aliyah regel, tame, orel, v'chein, says the Rambam, hazakein, v'hachole, v'harach, v'ha'anug ma'od, she'enem yacholim la'alot al ragleihem. Kol elu ha'chadasar p'turim. So the zakein clearly is someone who can't walk. The rach v'anug ma'od, someone who is very, very spoiled and can't make the stairs. She'enem yacholim la'alot al ragleihem. Who is the chole? The chole is not someone who is limping. That's the chiger. He's not someone who is old or young. That's the katan and the zaken. He's someone who has fever. Someone who has fever is also potter from aliyah l'regel. Whether it goes as far as chosh be'enav, I can't tell you. But we're dealing with a chole. Okay? So we have another. And then look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perik Yud Gimel Achahei. The Rambam over there is talking about a mitzvah asay of mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zaken, that there's an inyan of kima and of hidur for a parent. There's a mitzvah also for a king and also for the nasi. And the Rambam paskins hakol chayavim la'amo b'fnei hanasi chutz me'avel, who al pi halacha has to sit down. So if the Nasi comes to be Menachem Avel, the Avel remains seated. That's the context of Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Gimel. V'chole. It's the Gemara Moed Katan. The end of Moed Katan, it's a quote. Hakol chayavim avnei Nasi, chutz me Avel, v'chole. These were the three places that I found the din of chole in the Ram. Again, I'm talking about the chole in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, that a goy can do malacha, because that's not our chole. There we distinguish between a mechush and a cholash embo sakana and a cholash yeshbo sakana in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of taking medication on Shabbos, that dvarim you do. But in terms of the chola who is patur because he's a chola qua chola, so we have these three Rambams. The question is, can you see a linkage between these three that there would be a common denominator that would perhaps explain this din of chola, nothing having to do with the world of teshu kein taduru, nothing having to do with the world of mitztayer, but something that would be a beyond something that in which sukkah would be part of a larger whole. We have Rachel in her tent, and Lavan comes in, and she says, "Lo uchal kum ipanecha ki derech nashimli." That's a p'tur of kibud av v'eim. You don't have to have another time to get up because derech nashimli. She's weak. She's anusa, maybe, but you know it could be that this is also a call kam chayvin lamov shnei nasi chutz mi avel v'chole. In other words, the common denominator between the halachos is that we're dealing with an individual where the mitzvah is not an act that you are doing as much as a posture, a presence, a nochachut. You know, it's to be nochach in the Beis Hamikdash, to be in a posture standing in front of a nasi or a talmud chacham or a parent, to be present in a sukkah. What over here could perhaps be a common denominator that in terms of this, that who by whom normally, in other words, by whom would someone's presence in this manner not be a meaningful presence? For a chola to be in a sukkah would not be a meaningful presence. For a chola to be in the mikdash on Shalosh Regalim would not be a meaningful presence. For a chola to be standing in front of a nasi or a parent would not be a meaningful presence.
I
don't want to use the ha'ezrach as the makar. But perhaps, in other words, the meaningful presence is when someone who is of sound mind and body puts himself in that situation. The Yeruah calls the churcha. Someone of sound mind and body puts in that situation, that's a kiyum mitzvah. Someone of sound mind and body stands up for a nasi, that's a meaningful kavod. Someone of sound mind and body sits in a sukkah, that's a meaningful presence. But if someone doesn't have sound mind or body, then the presence itself is not meaningful. His listening to shofar is meaningful. His eating matzah is meaningful. His giving staka is meaningful. The world of mitzvos is meaningful, except those mitzvos that have a common denominator, that they're totally in his presence. Namely, that he takes himself out of his comfort zone and puts himself into a particular presence. Someone who is a chola is exempt from taking himself out of his comfort zone and putting himself into a certain presence. These are the only mitzvahs where we have a concept of presence. The sukkah and Beis HaMikdash and the standing in front of a nasi, that the presence of the individual, simply his being there, his being in that position, that's the kiyum mitzvah. Yes?
Isn't that the chiddush to say that, like the sukkah, you're, I guess, in God's presence?
Excuse me?
Isn't that, you gotta be suggesting then that being in sukkah, one is in God's presence?
That already, the kiba sukkah so shafti et b'nei Yisrael, right, the anane hakavo, that already chazal say. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that maybe that is part of the p'tur, that maybe over here, the chola is p'tur, as he is p'tur from the mitzvah. I'm just trying to find the common denominator between these three.
I wouldn't have thought that the mitzvah sukkah is like, per se, being
I didn't say that's what you said.
Right.
But honestly speaking, the mitzvah of sukkah is simply being in the sukkah. You know, it's that you move yourself out of your comfort zone to be in a certain place. That you're the being. You know, it's
is there mitzvahs about being present?
Yes.
Not about who you're being present with, the point is to be present,
and a chola is pater from being present.
He can't be present.
He can't. His presence is not meaningful. His presence is not a mitzvah. There's no obligation. In other words, that the Torah does not obligate a chola in terms of his presence. That would be the common denominator. And then you know we then there's no then in Nechinami the chola is the same chola in the house. but there's no chiyuv on him to go out to the sukkah. Then the mishamshin, once the chola is patur, so is mishamshin or patur. In other words, it's just a different type, it's a different world than mitztayer. It's not that which he is, again, it's not, you know, it's mitztayer clearly was a teshvu kein taduru. There was a stira between his comfort and the sukkah, and that's a din of teshuva kein taduru, and that's something very personal, doesn't apply to the mishamshin, etc. Okay, again, I passed it by Rav Bednarsh, he did not like it. So I figured maybe I could convince you. I'm not convinced of it in any way, but I'm just trying to think of how to learn, because it's clear the Netziv understood that the chola is pater even if he feels the same way in the house as in the sukkah. It's only Rabbi, the Gemara doesn't say otherwise. Rabbi Manoach, takes that as a given, but it's not something which I think that one necessarily has to take. Yes?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I think I understand it better by the other two examples, because, there's a presence in front of somebody, so then it's not a meaningful presence, but I was thinking about the sukkah, it's a mitzvah on me more, to be Shiva,
I hear. In other words, I want to take it out of the realm of, Nachgemina will also be, of course, the first night of Sukkot that we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem, that by Mitztayer we have, that Mitztayer is trumped by the first night of Sukkot, but Yitachen, that if, so as long as we're putting Chole in the world of Mitztayer, it should also be trumped, but if it's a separate category, then Yitachen, that even the first night, that one is Mufka, yes?
I think this fits nicely with the conversation we've had about tier dove mitzvah. Where it seems to be why, if you're receiving mitzvah, somehow the tier dove becomes a special important patur. And it seems also a bit of it, especially when you think about the chasen and the shashrim, that they just can't be present in their own minds what's going on in the mitzvahs that they're having. And it seems to fit nicely together that these are in the same mishnah and continue on.
Yeah, except that over there we were dealing with worlds of osek b'mitzvah or mitztayer. Now we're dealing with.
Sure, but it's interesting to see one that they're put together. Mm-hmm. And they're put together throughout our Shakotaria. And why Tirda is some special thing that happens to be mitzvahs. I mean, there's other things it could be. It could be that it's a mitzvah that also requires your physical presence. It could be the reason why this mitzvah works for some but not. But we don't talk about just how physically arduous it is. We talk about whether or not you can have peace of mind with what you're doing. And if you can be present mentally with the mitzvah that you're
doing. Right. And what Shua is pointing out is that this would help us understand why the mitzvah mentions Shulhei Mitzvah and Chol and Shamshein in one breath. The Ochen Vishosin Arai, Lachor, that clearly is a din of Teshu Kein Taduru. That's the heter. So it's not as though we've solved, not as though, but again, the way the Mishnayos are broken up, that's a much later, it's not as though the Tanoim broke them up in this manner. This is not a Rambam. No, it's in the original Gemara, as we pointed out. All the Mishnayos come at the beginning of the Perek. The entire Perek comes together. And so the fact that it was clipped by the printer to that this is a Mishnah on Daf Kaf Hei, and we have a Mishnah later on Daf Kaf Zayin. In other words, so clearly we do have more. The first two, the Shulchan Mitzvah and the Chol Mishem Shein, would have a certain point of commonality. Again, that would not necessarily be in Mitztayer. That would not necessarily be in Mitztayer. Mitztayer would, that's Rava. Rava brings in Mitztayer. And again, in the Yerushalmi, there's no din of mitztayer. Okay, so we have chola, and then we have the din of mitztayer. We point out mitztayer clearly is a din of teshvu kein taduru, and the Rishonim Alatar, both Rabbeinu Manoach and the Meiri, deal with the first night. What is unique about the first night? That we have a din of tesvav that Gemara brings in terms of geshem. Right, that in terms of that this, it's that Yordu Geshamim, that this is something that can trump the Yordu Geshamim. The question is, does it also trump Mitztayer? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim. And, this is the question basically as to whether, that we spoke about last time, whether Mitztayer is a Hafka'a or it's a Ptur. How does one understand it? If it's a Ptur, so Yitachen, the Tesvav trumps it. If it's Hafka'a, he's simply not around. But again, as we pointed out, one can distinguish between a chol and a mitztayer. One could say that the mitztayer would be patur, because mitztayer is a ptur, but maybe chol is already hafka of the din of sukkah for this individual. He's not shayach to it. Simply his presence is not meaningful in the sukkah, and then it would even be on the first night. That remains an open question. In the achronim, it also remains an open question. What the Rishonim do deal with over here by Mitzta'er is the lechatchila and the bediyeved. So let's move over to the Rush. Okay? The Rush. In Siman Yud Beis points out that the whole heter of Rav Acha bar Ada, who was told by Rava that he can sleep outside of the sukkah because of the smell, is the situation Mairi ba'achsanya, where he was visiting. He was visiting someone else's sukkah. Because had the sukkah belonged to Rav Acha bar Ada, Iba Beso, Hech asa sukkah mitchila midavar shayim mitzta'er lishan ba v'yipater mishum mitzta'er. How could it possibly be? Unless, iname, we give a nukimta, that it's only the combination of the rain and the flooring material, and that happened in the middle of Sukkot. Okay? B'seder. So the formulation of the Rush is, how can it be that a person would be allowed to do it? How can you put yourself in a situation of being anus, of being pater? Does that imply that if a person did it, that he wouldn't be pater? You shouldn't have done it. But let's say you did it. Does that mean that you're not pater? According to the Rush.
It means, I guess I'm using Mordechai for this. I think you wouldn't be yotze because you...
That's the Mordechai. The question is, in other words, the Mordechai has a different formulation than the Rush. Look for a moment, just in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, where it points out, V'davka shebago hatzar b'mikre, and in Sif Dalet. Achar she'osa sham hasukah, but ain lo laso sukaso lechatchila b'makom hareach haruach v'lomer mitzta'erani. Ain lo lasos doesn't mean that he's not yotze. In other words, doesn't mean that you know he wouldn't be pater. Ain lo lasos, he shouldn't do such things. You shouldn't, you know, it's go to sleep without an alarm clock, and then, you know, what could I do? I slept through shacharis. In other words, you shouldn't put yourself in situations where you're not going to be able to do mitzvahs. However, the language, as you pointed out, the Mordechai, quoting the Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Ezra Mitz, is totally, totally different. Right? That's the... That the Mordechai quotes Amar Rav Mitz Pater Matzuka Kosher Veliezer Mimitz B'Sefer Yerayim Perush Sheyesh Lo Tzar Min Hasuka U'Betzei So Yinatzel Ke'en Dira Be'inan Ve'en Derech B'nei Yodam Amo B'Dirasam B'Tzar. That's the Ptur of Tzar. Then he gives the Shir of Yardu Geshamim, and then he points out that V'Davka She'asa Sukasa B'Tchilu Avmakam Haroi Lecho V'Lish Tosu Lishan Ba So the Mordechai, quoting Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, basically says three halachos. A, if you build your sukkah in that area, A, there is no ptur of mitzta'er. B, there's no sukkah, it's mafkiya sukkah. C, which takes it to the extreme, even if it only is mafkiya the sukkah in terms of one of the shvimushim of sukkah, the sukkah is mufka from Miga sukkah altogether. Even if it's only you can't sleep there, then you're also not yotze if you eat or drink there. And in other words, so we have over here, the Mordechai is working on three planes. First, he disagrees with the Rush. The Rush is mashma, ein lasot. But if you do, pashtus, you're think that the Mishnah Berurah says it like, I don't think I quote it.
Well, if you go to the caves of visiting someone else, they get their sukkah illegally, right? But you're visiting them, so you won't be caught there. Right, that's the case of the Rosh.
Yeah, the Rosh's case.
The Rosh's case, his ukimta.
Yes?
Mashma that someone had built it, you just, it wasn't you, you weren't allowed to, but someone else had done it.
Correct.
Interesting.
But
I thought of it as being a subjective smell issue.
Right,
it was not
smelling
for the guy.
It was smelling for someone. I don't know if he says that.
Meaning he gave two answers technically. I put them together, but RNA is right that you can separate them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he gives two answers, presumably they are separate.
I depend.
I mean, so, in other words, yeah, within the Rosh itself, just again, Aryeh, what, within the Rosh itself, how do you understand that?
I mean, his first ukimta is that you're visiting someone else.
Right.
So you're part of being in their sukkah because of the smell.
You're part of.
They built the sukkah as smell, and they weren't supposed to do that.
No, but kind of, they can deal with the smell.
Maybe. I mean, he doesn't say it. He doesn't say it, though. So
I understand that he's saying that. In other words, that you, in other words, that they can, in other words, they are sitting in the sukkah.
The Khorasan said it.
Yes.
They can withstand the smell.
They can, they're sitting in the sukkah, they can withstand the smell. You can't, so that's, so you are the mitztayer. You, it's a personal p'tur. I don't know whether.
Okay, I mean, he does,
it's not black and white in his language, right? But I think that, you know, rather than create too much of machlokas. Same echo, I guess. I think this one's like just within the run, doesn't he also? He points out on the Sarcha de Gergashta, Karka Levana, you talk in Bohen Karka Sasuka, Veloshe Recha Mous La Kol, the Ihachi Mifsula Suka, Kedar Mula El. In other words, that it's a Suka that Sunny Rechayu, Shavik and Venafik. Elahacham is Tar Ihu Lechude Askinan. That he is, you know, that he is the one who's suffering. On that, the Rosh says, if he suffers from the smell, then it would be improper for him to build the sukkah. The Mordechai says, not only would it be improper for him to build the sukkah, A, there would be no Torah Mitztayer, B, we wouldn't have a sukkah, and C, it wouldn't be a sukkah for anything, for any usage, even if other usages would be possible. The, you know, one realizes that within the Mordechai, one can disagree with his last principle without necessarily disagreeing with the previous principles. And that's what we find in the Mishnah Berurah and he quotes the Achronim, the Chacham Tzvi, etc., that it raises the issue of Chutz La'aretz, if a sukkah is not shayach for sleeping, in other words, could it still be shayach for eating and drinking? Yes?
But the Mordechai himself quotes both these tenets.
Right.
So,
right. In other words, that there is an answer. There is an answer to the question. In other words, that one can answer the question. That's why I sent you to the Aruch HaShulchan, who basically tries to answer these questions. So, okay. Okay. So within the Shulchan Aruch, we find that the Mechaber is quoting the Rosh. In other words, that ain lo laso sukasa lechatchila b'makam hareach v'lomar mitztayarini ain lo laso lechatchila mashma, that if he does, then in achinami he would have the p'tur mitztayar. Comes the Rama and says im aso mitchila makam shemitztayar o b'sheina o yevshalo laso sechem yelo, then eno yotzei bo sasuka klal afilu b'drayim Shemis Tarah. That's why we have the Haggah. In other words, the Haggah assumed that the Rosh did not in any way take the direction of Rav Eliezer Mimitz. That's why the Haggah comes to distinguish in that manner. There. And then, right, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Deos that are Cholei. What I found in the Aruch HaShulchan was that he was bothered by a lot of the questions that we were bothered by, but goes off in terms of giving different directions of answers. So if we can learn through some of the time together, he points out, Hatam de Mishamshav Peturim. We pointed out by the Cholei, the Mishamshin are Peturim. So if Cholei is a din of Mitztaer, why should the Mishamshin be Peturin? Unless we're going to assume what? That they're also Mitztair with him, that they feel for their patient. What? Or, in other words, the Yesh Omri mitam osik b'mitzah patur min hasukah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, lo nehiru li toatenach ba'osah b'china misha mitzvah l'mosah b'schar chayav l'matzinu chil k'zeh b'gemara b'poskim. V'od imitam osik b'mitzvah ma'itam edeir rishon et poteres osam afilu shelo asukim. V'nirali d'zehu akol b'chlal teishvu ke'in taduru k'shem she'adam she'diraso kashtalo lebriyoso yetze midiraso. Again, assuming that we're building the din of Cholei on the din of teishvu ke'in taduru, then k'mo ke'in basuka he's allowed to leave. U'k'mo she'masham she'chola ozvin beisam v'yoshim etzel achola k'mo ke'in basuka afilu oskin b'schar de logriye mishomrei peiros epiturim, namely that this is their tafkid. Just as the shomrei peiros, their tafkid that patches them from being in their dira, the tafkid of the b'sham shecholga patches from being in the dira. Kamoshi is berlo adifa asuka midiraso shel adam, and therefore, since the mishamshin usually sit with him even beyond the shimush. So therefore they're allowed to stay out of the sukkah for that period of time as well. And the other day it holds that since Efshel HaKayim et Shnehem, so then the Cholei should also, and the Mishami should also make his way to the sukkah. So the Ptur of Osik B'mitzvah he would rather not use here, but rather use the Din of Teshu Kein Taduru, and that way not distinguish between the Sachar and the non-Sachar, and when they're doing and when they are not doing. Why should the Meshamesh of the Chola be Patur as opposed to the Meshamesh of the Mitztayer? So that he deals with in Siv Zayin. Eino Poter Elohu Atzma Meshamshav De Ein Inyan Le Meshamshin Rak B'Chola Shehu Muchrach Sheyeshamsu Oso Aval Adam Habari Ein Meshamshav Kamoso Deim Lo Kein Isha Ashira Sheyesh Harbe Meshamshin Yiftiru Kula Men Asuka. That's exactly our question. V'heima meshamshin la, hachinami kenu, v'ein ze domer l'shamei peros t'hosam b'hechreach l'shamam shalai yignuvu osam, alva meshamshin la adam bari, eno ne harvacha ba'alma, neze yiputru misuka b'tmiya. So, again, it's very hard to know where exactly to draw the line. In other words, nandiyach, in other words, if you distinguish between the chola and the mitztayer, that here you have an osik b'mitzvah because he's a chola, so someone's taking care of him, gemilas chesed, and here you have stam, a person out of kavod. That's a good chiluk. But if you're building on teshu kein taduru, and that the chola brings along with him the meshamshin, why shouldn't the mitztayer bring along with him the meshamshin? Mitzat teshu kein taduru comes along the rush, and the Aruch HaShulchan distinguishes between whether it's muchrach or whether it's revacha. Whether we're dealing something which is necessary or something which is a luxury. When the Meshamesh is a necessary component, he goes along with the Chola. When he is a luxury, he doesn't go along with the Chola. Aye, then why? What about the Shomrei Peros? That's not a luxury. That's Mukhrach. Okay, the Seder. Right, so again, I think that were we to be able to divorce Chola from the world of Mitztayer altogether, I think we'd have it much easier. In terms of distinguishing between the Meshamsh at the moment that we're dealing, it's all one world of Teshvu Kein Taduru. Then where does one draw the line? What's Nachlut? So the Isha Ashira. So one Meshamesh, yes. Two, yes. In other words, she has 10 Meshamsh. Okay, so they're all luxury? It's all luxury? Maybe? I don't know. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, as opposed to a chola. It's very interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, there is this concept of foreign workers. So the government only allows foreign workers to come in to take care of cholim, take care of people who have issues of being invalids, etc. So the concept of Filipino, and you know, people come from the Southeast Asia to take care of these people. So wealthy people try to hire these people to be their butlers and maids, and if they're caught, they have to pay a tremendous fine. But to a wealthy person, that's his mishamish. You know, it's like Hillel with the, you know, it's with the ani ben tovim that you want to be mekayim tzedakah by a few, you know, rutz lefanav, that you have a sus rutz lefanav, that someone is his lifestyle, then that's his mishamish. But there are chashulchan disagrees. Held says the difference between muchrach by the chola, it's muchrach, state of Israel, the chola it's muchrach, and by avari it's not muchrach. Okay, in terms of what you brought up, that Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz has a very, very radical shita in terms of building a sukkah where you'll be mitztayer as a hafka of the sukkah totally, and why don't we apply that also to the world of cold? So he quotes the Ramah, the Machaber, and the Ramah, Ad Kam Lashono, Udvarav Tzrichin Biur, Im Kem Medinos HaChamos, Shem Metzuyim Sham, Zvuvim V'chol Makom, V'lehech Medinos HaKaro, Shakor Godol, Kimachem Nenos, Lishan Sham, Nifter Atesmeno L'gamrei Min HaSukkah. If we're dealing with a situation where one of the Shimushim of the Sukkah is impossible, you can't have a Sukkah? So, again, Aryeh, what would you answer? What's the difference between this and the Mordechai?
I would say that the Rush.
Yes.
The Rush is.
No, the Mordechai. Again, the Rush. You know, it's not a problem. The Rush deals with the Chatzilos. It's the Ramah who deals with the Hafkah b'Di'evet, and the Ramah is the one who expands it that even when you have Hafkah in area X, it's Hafkah also for area Y. That's the Mordechai. In other words, so the expansion of the Mordechai, this is Tzarech Biur. In other words, does that mean that in an area where you can't, where there are always flies, there are flies, that's a reality of being outdoors, does that mean that there's no sukkah? Because, you know, it's you can't get rid of the flies, or does that mean that when it's cold, there's no sukkah because you can't get rid of the cold? Ha'inyan kenu, that Torah amru teshvu kein taduru, namely, the whole issue of Teshu Kein Taduru is when you have a choice. The bottom line is, people do live even in situations that are not ideal. People do live, and once they're living in that situation that's ideal, then they're chayav in a sukkah with that reality. Ech shehu ukamo ken gam besukim kol hamakomos ena magun neachom kor pshita shemachuyev laso sukkah ech sheyachol. Amnam, within the choice area, and it's in the area that you can choose. Ech sheyachol amnam shebiyado lefruar kagon shemakom zeshole taruach o hareach ra o azvuvim makom acher ena nimtzayim. That's where we have the din of choosing. That's the teshvu ke'ein taduru. Okay, so on this level, he points out that, you know, to build a sukkah in Rishus HaRabim, etc., when you have a choice, assuming you have a choice of building in a simta, a gag, etc., that's what the Mordechai is speaking about, that would be a hafka of the sukkah, because you would not be able to sleep there. And move on, there's a tremendous difference between Rishus HaRabim in Chutz La'aretz, which is Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, where everyone builds their sukkahs. That's what the what is it by? You know, it's in one place in Tanakh. It points out that lo haya sukkos kazeh miyamei who knows from miyamei Yehoshua ben Nun, etc. one of the malachim, I think it was Chizkiyahu or Yoshiyahu, etc. And they asked, "What is the time of David HaMelech? There wasn't such, you know." So it said that what that king did was he was mafkia all the Rishus HaRabim of Yerushalayim. The people, in other words, up to that point, people didn't build sukkahs in Rishus HaRabim. They only built in their homes, and so everyone was limited. But he was mafkia all the Rishus HaRabim that everyone could build a sukkah there. Lo ya sukkah kazeh, time of Yoshua, that it was before everyone had their individual nachala, and then everyone was able to put the sukkah wherever they wanted to. Okay. Okay, Ad Kan near Eli. I mentioned to you in terms of the Dirshu edition. So over there, in the Dirshu edition, he quoted Machokas Achronim in terms of the Chola on the first night, whether it's similar to Mitzvah or not, but it really doesn't explain the Shitos. He deals also with the din of Misham Shechola. Is it Osek B'mitzvah or Mitzta'er, a feeling for the Chola? And he wants to say Nafkamina would be the first night. Mitzta'er doesn't apply, but Osek B'mitzvah L'chora, that would be Poter Me'a Mitzvah, even Tesvav, it would Pati you if it's Osek B'mitzvah. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not Mitzta'er, and it's not Osek B'mitzvah. It's Teshvut Kein Taduru, so then the first night and the Tesvav Lachor would trump the Teshvut Kein Taduru, but that possibly would be for the Chola and for the Mishamsha, not Dafka for the Mishamsha.
Interesting, so you can find a Shita that holds the Chola is not Potter because he's Mitzdar, but his Mishamsha are.
Potter because Mitzdar, yeah.
So that,
right, that's possible. I think that's very possible to have such a Shita. Okay. With Gishamim, we'll talk about separately. That's a whole separate inyan of a type of different type of Teshvuka in Taduru. The Ramah. There's just one thing that is sort of left open, and maybe you'll help me to figure out what the source of it is. The Ramah says that me, I'm sorry. Mi shekavu lo aneros basuka, v'yesh lo ner bebeisa, muta lo den suka de lecho b'makom ner. V'ein tzarech lelech l'suka schaveiro, sheyesh sham ner, im yesh torach gadol badavar. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, that to go to a neighbor's sukkah is not necessary. What over here is the p'tur? We're not, in other words, we're dealing with tircha gadol. We're dealing with a tircha gadol. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, Alatar, I sent you to, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah simply says, Mipnei shesvara hazo reil chasukas chaveiro, yesh tsa'ar badavar lo psiko le kolkach v'lachein tola hadavar im yesham torach gadol bazed im en lo torach gadol torach el tasukas chaveiro shi yesham ner. In other words, that the p'tur is based on mitzta'er, that he saw in Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's a din of mitzta'er, and therefore it's only a certain point it turns into mitzta'er. Is there any other And the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Tav Resh Lamed Tet, that there is no chiyuv for you to go to Sukkas Chaveiro, period. There's no chiyuv for you to go to Sukkas Chaveiro, even if it's not a tremendous tircha, and that p'tur would be even the first night. In other words, what other p'tur would we have in terms of going to Sukkas Chaveiro? If you want to deal with Mitzta'er, so as Rabbi Kiva Eger says, to be a Tsar Gadol. But if you want to learn it, that we have a p'tur of going to Sukkas Chaveiro. Yes?
And there are
Shulchan's
understanding of
Teshu, that
just described.
Maybe Teshu Kein Taduru, that you wouldn't sleep in someone else's, it would come under.
Meaning, if you have multiple options, you just described that if you have multiple options, which ones would you normally choose between? Something, maybe something similar here. You wouldn't normally would you normally be going if there's, if you have a room downstairs, that's not your main dining room, not your main bedroom, but it's the one that has the light on, would you go to that side room? That's not your usual
side. So that, you must say, certainly yes, in terms of a chaver.
No, I mean, it also, like I'm from other people describe that you're supposed to make your sukkah, your keva place in your house, awry, if your house still has a light on.
So he says, Misha kavulu haneres basuka b'shabbos v'yeshal ner b'beis. So muter latzeis ben asuka kedei leachol b'makom haner.
Which would be very normal in your house to move to another room in your house to go, which isn't your main room to go to. But and if you had that as an option, would you really go to your house? Would you go to your friend's house if you can easily just move rooms within your own house?
So the Mishnah Berurah uses the phrase, "Daha." Eino the hamanami chashiv tsair the eino arev lo la adam akilaso ela b'shelo. In other words, the fact that it's your friend's house per se. Ubalayla rishana tzarach letroch echazukas chaver achol yevarach sham im lo sheino mitzayir baze. Vechay adam kosa mitzayir baze yochol adam lechay v'satzam v'lasos b'simcha uvarach. In other words, that we have these categories that are very subjective mitzta'ers, and I guess it would very much depend as to how good a friend he is, to what degree you feel uncomfortable, as to whether this would override tesvav. So Chayyadam feels no, but the Mishnah feels that yes, that the mitzta'er. We'll call the tsar of the avel a tsar de reshus, but over here the tsar that you feel by having to go out of your comfort zone into someone else's sukkah, that's a tsar. That would pater everyone. Okay, I'm just pointing out that the definitions are to me are not that clear. And so again, one can of course put chola into this category of this broader sense of tsar. But if we can take it out, I think it would be easier. Okay, Adkan.
Can you say there would be another way to understand the Tzalacha? Or are you just asking if we had any?
I'm asking whether you had another way. It's brought within the Ramah, where he's a linguist, Mitztayer. It's so pashas. It's not like the Rambam's quoting it separately. It's brought within the world of Mitztayer. But it doesn't fit under the classic Mitztayers that we spoke about, where you're dealing with some physical tsar, the buki or the reyach, you're dealing with something which is simply a question of culture. Culturally, I don't feel comfortable being in someone else's sukkah. And if you kept from a kibbutz, you feel very comfortable, it's being in everyone's sukkah. Okay, v'li neder next year, right? In other words, on Tzom Gedalia, we'll learn the sugya of arai and keva. And of course, move over into the world of Shena and the Shiurim in terms of Tefillin. So if you can learn the Gemara until the Mishnah on Daf Kafvav Amud Beis, and Bli Neder, we'll see the Meir Ha'aravs within that Gemara.
Where's
Eliezer Mimitz?
Where is that?
Sefer Yireim, what?
Where we quoted it?
Mordechai. Mordechai quotes it, the Haggadah of Shmuel.